Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 12th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
That should not happen in this day and age. If people have to label their house.
Third night of violence in Northern Ireland, and the thunder rolls as Met Éireann issues thunderstorm warnings. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, violence continued in Northern Ireland for a third consecutive night. Police were attacked and a number of fires broke out. News Talk reporter Josh Crosby reports from Ballymena.
From around 8 p.m, rocks, fireworks and petrol bombs started to be thrown at PSNI officers on the streets of Ballymena. The disorder moved through the town with at least one house being attacked. A water cannon and dogs were deployed to disperse the crowd. Last night was the least damaging night in Ballymena so far this week. However, the violence has now spread to other locations. A leisure centre in Larne that was accommodating families displaced by the disorder was set on fire. The PSNI has requested 80 extra officers from across the UK. Josh Crosby in Ballymena.
Police say people in Ballymena are waking up with genuine fear for their lives. Jackson Minford is the mayor of Mid and East Antrim.
I spoke to local people in there who are very scared. People are labelling their houses, I'm Filipino, I'm British or whatever. That should not happen in this day and age, that people have to label their house. But there were a lot of properties damaged randomly.
Meanwhile, a number of homes were damaged with windows smashed and vehicles set alight in North Belfast last night. The PSNI says the incidents are being treated as racially motivated hate crimes. The police service has condemned what it called the disgraceful attacks on minority ethnic friends and neighbours, and it's working to identify those involved and ensure they face justice. The number of housing completions fell last year for the first time since 2013. The Banking and Payments Federation's Housing Market Monitor found 30,356 units were completed by March of this year, down by over 1,000 on last year's figure. Meanwhile, housing commencement numbers for the first 4 months of this year are around 40% of the levels observed in 2023. The BPFI's Ali Uger says apartment building numbers are way off target.
It is well documented that apartment completions are struggling. There are various reasons in relation to that. It's the viability of some of the projects that are coming on stream. And I think that has affected some of the apartment completions. In addition, we have seen some declines in the first 4 months of this year in relation to commencements, which is a good indicator for the housing supply in the near term.
The US State Department has ordered non-essential staff in the Middle East to leave the area due to regional unrest. Diplomats in Iraq have received a departure order, while personnel and family members of staff in Kuwait and Bahrain have also been authorised to leave. Tensions have been rising in recent days as talks between the US and Iran over its nuclear programme appear to have hit an impasse. The Iranian defence minister says America must leave the region if conflict is imposed on us. The Taoiseach is today launching a public consultation on Ireland's first ever maritime security strategy. Simon Harris says a dedicated web page has gone live on the Department of Defence website and will remain open until the 11th of July. He says it's a critical opportunity for people to have a role in safeguarding our waters. Experts have hailed a new treatment for blood cancer as revolutionary after promising trial results. The drug, known as Bex, allows patients to live with the disease for more than twice as long as other medicines. It's been tested on people being treated at hospitals in Manchester and Cornwall in the UK. A number of counties are under status yellow thunderstorm warnings this morning. A yellow alert is currently in place for Tipperary, Waterford and all of Leinster until 2 o'clock this afternoon. A separate yellow warning for Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, Leitrim, Roscommon and Sligo is due to come into effect in around an hour's time. Meanwhile, the UK Met Office has also warned of thunderstorms for all counties in Northern Ireland until 9 p.m. tonight. Its Met Éireann is warning that heavy showers could bring localised flooding, lightning damage and difficult travelling conditions. Penny's flagship shop on Dublin's O'Connell Street will be officially relaunched this morning. It follows a multi-million euro investment in the outlet, which first opened back in 1992. It's the biggest makeover the shop has undergone in more than a decade. Richard Guiney from Dublin Town says it's an important boost for the area.
the vote of confidence that Pennies have given to O'Connell Street and the city centre in general is certainly very welcome. O'Connell Street obviously has had its detractors over the years, but you know, there is an energy there, and I think people do want to see it being revived to what it was.
In entertainment news, music stars have been paying tribute to Brian Wilson, the pioneering Beach Boys frontman who has died at the age of 82. Bob Dylan described him as a genius, while John Lennon's son Sean said he was an American Mozart. The Beach Boys have sold more than 100 million records and are one of the most successful bands of all time. Music biographer Philip Norman says Wilson had a unique musical style.
He had heard these vocal groups like the Four Freshmen from the pre-rock and roll era, and he married those sort of rather blousy, sort of cool, blousy harmonies to a rock beat, and it was absolutely irresistible. And the Beatles were really, you know, they were always worried about what Brian Wilson was going to be doing.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are paired together for today's opening round at the US Open. They'll join England's Justin Rose on day one at Oakmont, where teeing off at 12:40 Irish time. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau is out on course just before half 12, and world number one Scottie Scheffler is among the late starters. He tees off at 6:25 this evening. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.